The shadow of domestic violence continues to hang over the NFL, even as playoff season moves into prime time. Yesterday, former FBI Director Robert Mueller released his investigation into how the league handled the Ray Rice case. The report says the NFL was aware of what happened in February when the former Baltimore Ravens running back assaulted his then-fiancée in an elevator, and the league chose not to aggressively pursue additional information about it. The NFL eventually suspended Ray Rice indefinitely, but that was only after a video of the altercation surfaced. Mike Pesca's here. He's here now as a sports analyst. He also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So, Mike, to some it might feel like we heard some of this criticism of the NFL recently. Remind us, there was an arbitrator who overturned the league's suspension of Rice.
Right, right. We've heard it, and it was essentially confirmed by Barbara Jones, who's a former federal judge, and in fact, finding in that case, she documented how little the NFL did to get the case. Also good reporting by people like Don Vanatta of ESPN, filled in details there. So if you read this report, it does paint a picture of Goodell and the NFL as being somewhere in the intersection of imperious and incurious. They really didn't do much to look for the tape, and it seemed like even though they knew that the Revel Casino in Atlantic City and the Baltimore Ravens had a lot more detail than the NFL did, they never bothered to ask or never thought it was necessary to ask.
Well, and the arbitrator did say that Rice can play again if anyone hires him. Do you think anyone will?
No, I still don't. And no one hired him last year, and his production was falling off. I mean, it's possible. We'll see someone hire the former Vikings running back, or perhaps future Vikings running back, Adrian Peterson, because he's a great running back. Rice has ceased to become a great running back. But of course, now he's a symbolic shame for the NFL as this report
right.
further details.
And Peterson was penalized for punishing his child with a stick. But the NFL has taken steps to strengthen its code of personal conduct. Does anyone think that that's having an effect?
Well, it certainly is for the, you know, organizations frequently will punish the next transactor based on what the last exact crime was. I'm not or transgression was. I'm not exactly sure that they have a nimble system. You know, Roger Goodell enjoys top down punishment, or at least he has relied on that so far. He's made his image based on that. And he's been ritually rewarded with the most recent disclosure being a $44 million contract. And it should be noted that from this report, this Mueller report, there will be no sanction. There will be no penalty. The NFL is still raking in the money. That's what the NFL does. Hey, do you know what the number one watch show in all of television last week was? It was a football game with the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice's former team.
The Baltimore Ravens playing again tomorrow against the New England Patriots. The Seattle Seahawks hosting the Carolina Panthers. Sunday, we have the Dallas Cowboys playing the Packers in Green Bay. The Denver Broncos host the Indianapolis Colts. So the game does go on. Are you watching it differently, Mike?
I'm not, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm able to. I don't know if you'd call it compartmentalized, but I think that, you know, human beings come in all varieties, and there are terrible football players and great football players. And from an entertainment perspective, I loved last weekend's games. I think it's an amazing sport. If anything, it's not the domestic violence. I know that occurs. If anything, there are questions about the head trauma that at least get me thinking about football. But it's a wonderful entertainment, and I played football, and I think there are a lot of great things to say about it. And, you know, as much as I might say talking about Ray Rice or head trauma with friends, you know, we can spend hours talking about, hey, will Baltimore be able to go into New England and pull off an upset like they have a couple times in the past? Is Carolina's Cam Newton, is he throwing the ball well? Does Seattle seem like they're going to return? And these are compelling arguments that are sort of separate from the horrible off-field stuff.
I know you're not the only one doing that. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst and host of The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.